But first this hour, Phoenix Mayor Greg Stanton has officially announced when he'll be stepping down. Back in October, he announced his congressional run in the 9th District. More than 7 months later, he submitted his resignation letter yesterday, which is effective 1 week from today. Now the Phoenix City Council is bracing for a domino effect of changes. A temporary mayor will be needed until a new permanent one is elected. Two sitting council members have expressed their intent to run for mayor. Joining us to talk about how all this gets sorted out is Phoenix City Clerk Chris Meyer. Chris, good morning.
Good morning.
So let's start at the beginning. Greg Stanton will step down next week, and Vice Mayor Thelda Williams immediately becomes acting manager. Is that right?
She becomes the acting mayor because she's acting currently mayor. The vice mayor. So the vice mayor takes over as the interim mayor. That's correct.
For how long will she have that job?
She will be in the interim mayor position for up to 15 days. The next step the council will have to do is to appoint someone to serve as mayor until the election is completed.
And that person would also be somebody, a current sitting council member?
Correct. The council appoints a member of the council to be the mayor pro tem and serve until the special election for mayor. And they also continue to serve as the council member for their district.
Now, when do we know yet, given the date that Mayor Stanton has announced or has made effective his resignation, does that set into motion when the special election will be?
Yes, it pretty much does. The council still has to formally call the election within 20 days, but the next available date for the election would be in November. So we expect it to be on the general election ballot on November 6th.
And presumably, Chris, the same rules apply, that if there's not a candidate who gets 50% plus one, there's a runoff at some point later down the road?
That's right. In city elections, if no one receives a majority of votes cast, there would be a runoff election between the two candidates receiving the most votes, and that election would be in March.
Logistically, does it matter to you and your office whether the mayoral race is on the ballot with everything else that will be on the ballot in November?
Logistically, no. I mean, the county would be conducting the election so that we're not conducting a separate election on the same day and creating that confusion for voters. So the county would be conducting most of it, so it's not really an issue. If we were doing a separate one, logistically, that creates problems for us and for the county as well as the voters.
And it sounds like, in theory, whoever the city council appoints as sort of the second acting mayor, for lack of a better phrase, that person could be serving into the early part of next year at least.
Yes, that's correct. If no one wins the election in November or gets a majority of votes in November, then that person would continue to serve as the interim mayor, the mayor pro tem, until into the third week of March probably next year.
And does that mean that the council is basically short a voting member because there's a council member acting also as mayor?
Yes, that's correct. The council would be 8 members until then.
So let's talk about a couple of city council members have announced their intent to run for the mayorship. What is the deadline if they are in fact going to take that step? When do they have to step down and what happens to their seats?
Well, if the election is, in fact, in November, then they would have until August 8th to resign. That's the day that they have to file their nomination petitions to run for mayor. So they would have until August 8th. And when they resign, whether it's August 8th or some earlier date, it kicks off the same process that we've seen with the mayor. The council meets to appoint someone in the interim, and that person serves until the election, and then we'd hold a special election.
And that person can be pretty much anybody in that district, right? I mean, it's the same kind of process we saw with now Councilwoman Deborah Stark.
That's exactly correct, yes. It could be anyone from the district who's a resident of that district and eligible to run, can declare within the first 10 days after a vacancy occurs, and then they can run in the election.
All right, lots of moving pieces to keep his eye on. Phoenix City Clerk Chris Meyer, thanks a lot for taking the time to sort this all out with us. Thanks.
You're welcome. Thank you.